Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this edition, we're going to be talking about MLM leads, 3 steps to quality MLM lead generation. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? So, we're going to be talking about MLM leads today. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about. It's one that comes with a lot of questions all the time for obvious reasons. Obviously, you know that you cannot really build a business unless you have an endless, consistent supply of MLM leads into your MLM. We're talking MLM network marketing today, okay? You want to recruit, you want to sponsor people, you want new business partners, right? You want customers, right? You need leads, okay? And yes, you can tap roots, you can start having people send you referrals, but the best negotiating position that you can ever be, the best position for negotiation is when you can walk away and you can mean it, okay? And you cannot have that if you're busy talking your family and your friends, if you're at their mercy in order to build your business. If you have to beg, stalk family and friends to build your business, you're gonna get burnt out. And that's why I do not recommend that, okay? If you want to start your business, it's a great place to start from. So I got this email from this viewer, and here goes the question. Hi Ola, I love your approach. I'm thinking of starting in an MLM. Actually, congratulations, you want to start your own business, right? I was wondering if you could or others in the business answer this question for me. Do your prospects have to be close to you? Or you can find prospects all over the world. I think that question has an obvious answer, but it's a little bit deeper than that, right? Reason I ask is if I'm wondering is I'm wondering if we can serve those prospects just as well as the one close to you. Thanks. So essentially, this question is coming from somebody who has a little bit of fear. Maybe somebody sold them on the idea that all you have to focus on is your family and friends, AKA stalking family and friends. Somebody sold them on that, and they really want to say, I don't want to bother my family and friends. But they're using a little twist. Hey, why not serve the rest of the world? Why bother my family and friends? That's what he or she is trying to say. It's a he, actually. And that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to avoid that painful process of stalking family and friends and begging them to join something. And I cannot blame this person. I can't, for obvious reasons. Here's the thing, okay? When you chase or you stalk people, they tend to run away from you more, okay? You tend to become even more needy, okay? And here's what happens. Traditionally in MLM, they convince newbies that all you need is talk to your family and friends, do a home party, right? Invite your family and friends to your next hotel meetings, and voila, all of a sudden, they're gonna join your business and you're gonna become a millionaire. That's what has been continually being sold into to people. And you and I probably know that it doesn't work that way. If it worked that way, everybody would be thriving in network marketing. That's not the case. As a matter of fact, statistics shows that over 98% of people in network marketing are making less than $10 a month. For good reason, because again, the one single factor, the one major responsibility of a network marketer is often neglected. It's not networking, okay? You already network at your events, your home meetings. It's really marketing, okay? It's network marketing. It's network marketing. Most people skip the part where they're supposed to market. It's a skill set. You are a marketer, okay? And you need to have the ability to be able to market at width, market and attract prospects at width. In other words, in numbers, okay? Yes, in network marketing, if you can bring in 3 people and those 3 people bring in 3 people and then those three brings in three, and then on that fourth level, you now have 3 times 3, 29, 27, and now you have like 100, you have 90 something people on your third level, right? If you worked like that, everyone will be making money. Chances are you're going to talk to 10 people and only one person is going to give you an audience. Okay? You're going to talk to 10 people and only 10% of that will be willing to say, yeah, I want to know more, right? Most people are gonna say, "Hey, I don't think I'm interested," or they're gonna say, "Hey, can you tell me more?" And they're gonna find out it's an MLM, and they're gonna be like, "Nah, I don't do that kind of stuff. No, I don't do MLMs." Oh, how many times have you heard that before? Oh, no. Oh, do I have to like call family and friends too? Oh, no, I'm not interested. I mean, can you really blame people when they have that response? So here's what happens: most people have been convinced that in order to build a business, all you have to do is stalk family and friends with your business presentation. They will see it, it will make all kind of sense, kind of like it made sense to you, and they will join. It doesn't work like that. Clearly, it does not work like that, right? So, and then most people get disappointed, and then most people quit, right? Most people didn't even realize they already quit because they're making less than $10 a month. They just went quiet, just went MIA. And obviously, you want to be different, right? You know that there's got to be other people out there who can find this interesting. I just got to find who they are. And sometimes you have to dig through to the rough to find the diamond. You have to get through the garbage to find the duds, right? So for every prospect you encounter, they can either be a dud or they can be a stud. Most people are going to be in this context. I don't mean in any disrespectful way. In this context, most people are going to be duds, right? What you're looking for is maybe three to five studs that will fill your position in your compensation plan, and then they will take off too, and they'll go find their own studs by going through a bunch of duds. That's just the way the business is a numbers game. So in order to find a bunch of duds, studs to dig through a bunch of, you need to learn how to market. You need to learn how to attract prospects. Prospect does not mean they're going to become a customer or business partner. It means they are prospective. It means there's a potential there, right? And now for every prospect that you attract, how you handle it can either decrease or increase your conversion rate, okay? How many out of every 100 prospects you attract are actually buying something, right? It's a good question to have because obviously, if you have a lot more prospects converting to sales and business partners, you will spend a little bit less to attract the same amount of income and production, right? So you clearly want to be concerned about the quality of your conversion as well, too. But it's still a numbers game. You need the quantity and you need the quality. None is really above the other at the end of the day, okay? So in order to attract MLM leads generation, there are three steps, okay? I want you to get it over with. Yes, it's okay to launch your business with your closed ones to answer your questions, but it's not gonna be enough to take you through to success. If you are like most people, okay? So it's like, well, so you're gonna have that one unicorn person, right? They come out of nowhere, they're on a stage, they say, "Yeah, I did it with my family and friends." It's possible. Honestly, anything is possible in this world, okay? But here's the problem, okay? You're not just looking for possibility, you're looking for a strategy that works all the time. You're not looking to use hope as a strategy. You're looking for a strategy that works all the time. And that's what I'm about to share with you right now in three different steps, okay? Attracting MLM leads, people that are maybe interested in starting a home business, is one of the simplest things to do in life. Unless you're busy wasting your energy and your resources stalking family and friends, okay? If you get stuck with that like most people, then you will end up becoming like most people, making less than $10 a month from your quote-unquote business. So if you want to run a business, you want to actually use marketing to attract prospects. As we're speaking right now, there are tons upon thousands of people that are Googling how to make money from home. That will be your ideal prospect. There are thousands of people, maybe you're a realtor or you're a real estate agent, and there are thousands of struggling real estate agents making less than $8,000 in a whole year after trying so hard, and they would like some kind of like side income or side hustle that can help them generate more money so they can market their business better. Because again, the same rules, either in MLM or real estate, the same problem. People don't realize that they have to become a master marketer. They have to become a marketer. You have to attract tons upon tons of prospects. And the key word is attract, okay? Not chasing people, not reaching out to people. Some people call it, oh, prospecting means reaching out to people. For me personally, and I'm like most people, okay? If I can have success in this business, you can too. For me, I don't like reaching out to people that have not reached out to me. See, if you reached out to me and you left me a voicemail, I will reach back out to you. There's a difference between reaching out and reaching back out. That means somebody is hungry for an information, and I'm just reaching out to give them what they want. And that takes me to the three steps. Okay, the three steps is very simple. If you want the three steps to quality MLM lead generation, is very, very simple. And all you have to do is put this into a system and repeat and rinse all the time, and then you win the game. Because really, at the end of the day, the one single secret here is consistency. Consistency in something that works, and then you win. Consistency in anything like knocking on doors can work, but can you really be consistent with knocking on doors? You're going to get tired and then get burnt out like most people, and then you stop. Again, you'll be lacking consistency. So it's very simple. Step one, you find out who your ideal prospect is. Who's that person? Is it a guy or a girl? The ideal person you want. The leader, the person who is a leader, is searching right now for a viable way to make money from home. Who is that person? You need to identify that person. Second step, find out what your ideal prospect hates, what they like, right? What your ideal prospect hates, likes, and what their most hurtful and painful thing is. You need to find out what their most hurtful and painful thing is in their process of trying to build their business or trying to make money from home. Or you need to find out what that is, and you need to be able to communicate that. Okay, that's step two. Step three, you need to supply solution. Okay, which is step three, communicate that. You supply solution and answers to all your findings on step two. Okay, so you found out the hates, the likes, what the most hurtful things on step two, right? You need to supply solutions and answers to all your findings in step two in the form of published content. Those are the three steps right there, okay? And that's something, again, if you can be consistent in that three steps over and over and over again, you'll win the game. Consistency is the real secret in all of this, okay? So in how do I become consistent with that? How do I put that to use and use that to generate free leads? Well, free traffic to my presentation, free leads. In other words, I'm building a list. How do I use that to build a list and build my business almost effortlessly, right? Sorry about the bell. I got somebody opening the door, right? How do I do that? That's something I cover extensively in my free masterclass, which you can attend at olatalks.com/mastermind. Okay? olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where I'm at. I'm going to do a free class. I think you can register for within the next 3 days. Attend the free class and take some serious notes. Okay, it's something that's going to be extremely valuable for whatever type of business you think you're in: health and wellness, soaps and lotions, potions, any type of MLM. At the end of the day, what you need is you need prospect. You need endless influx of prospects coming into your pipeline on a daily basis, and you need a system that filters through them. The best way to filter through them is to first of all supply, solutions and answers to hates, likes, most painful, hurtful things that your ideal prospect is going through. There's somebody right now, they're already searching for those things on the internet, and there's a strategy to attaching your solution to what they're already searching for. You bring that together, and your brand is dead in the middle of all of this, and then you build your brand by default. And these people, it becomes their choice to work with you. You're using attraction marketing, okay? As opposed to you, quote unquote, prospecting, reaching out to cold market, cold people that have never worked with you before, that have never been exposed to you. So in all of this, you hear people talk about cold and warm market a lot. Cold market means people that you've never spoken to, right? Warm market means closed, according to the person that asked the question, right? Closed friends and family. But nobody really talks about the hot prospect. The hot prospect are people that you already helped in the past with regards to the topic in context, okay? So with regards to making money from home, learning, getting the information on how to make money from home, right? With regards to whatever the solution you bring to the table is, right? You already helped somebody in the past, and they are following you as a brand. It becomes their choice to work with you, as opposed to you now having to educate them about what they want, which is what you're going to find yourself doing when you work on reaching out to family and friends. You reach out to family and friends, you ask them a question, say, "Hey, are you open to making money from a side also that does not bother what you already do?" Most people already know what you're talking about, okay? Some don't. But again, is that really a process you enjoy? If you don't enjoy that process, you run away from that, and you can still build a business using what I call attraction marketing. You educate people, your ideal prospects, on how to get around what they hate, how to get more of what they like, and how to avoid painful experience and hurtful experience. And if you can put that into words in the form of solution and answer, step three, right? You will attract people, you will build a list, and you will thrive in the game of network marketing because you will have more than enough people coming into your pipeline on a daily basis. If you want to know how I do all of that step by step, make sure you reserve your seat on the free class and take advantage of it. If you like this video and you know that some of your team members will absolutely appreciate what I've just shared in this video, share it with them. Click the share button, share it on your Facebook wall, let everybody see it. And if you really like it, give me a thumbs up. Just click on the thumbs up, the like button, and I really, really appreciate that. If you have thoughts around what I've just shared, you have questions, you have contribution, please share your thoughts in the comments below. More importantly, reserve your seat in the free masterclass. That's olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. I hope you've been enlightened and educated on this episode. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.